Well, good morning, everyone, and I want to welcome you here in Jesus' name and welcome everybody here. And Jason's right, it's still me, and it still feels very much like me. And a lot of things have been going through my mind in the last couple weeks. And some of y'all have heard some of them, but I thought I would just tell you some of the things I worry about, that I think about. And you know, preaching looks big to me, and I think a non-preaching deacon would fit pretty good for me. I like that idea. But you know, if I do a sorry job at preaching, you can overlook that, because you won't see me but once every so often. And but what I soon realized, or what worried me a lot more than that, was if I can get my notes straight here. It's the possibility of relating to one of y'all in the wrong way, relating to Ernie, Jason, Joe in a wrong way. That actually worries me more, because of the long-lasting negative results that could have. And this is something that could happen. So that, you know, that worries me. I'm concerned I won't stay balanced in my, like, with my family, time with my family. And that will cause my family to, you know, maybe despise the fact that I'm ordained. So that worries me. Something else I think about, I never like to see somebody get ordained and they go to changing a lot of stuff on the way they live their life. And I know some of y'all, or maybe all of you, don't feel that same way too. But what if somebody thinks I should change something in my life, and then I'll be caught between, no matter what I do, somebody's not going to be happy. So these are things that worry me. At the same time, as a Christian, we grow in our Christian life. And if the Spirit speaks to my life just like He speaks to your life, and I feel like I should change something, then I want to be able to do that too. So yeah, I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. I would say most of the time the change is on the inside of man, but very likely sometime or another something will change that a person does or don't do on the outside in their everyday life. So yeah, I just ask you to please pray for us, our family. I know the devil wants us to fail, and we know that God can override that. So yeah, just pray for us. 1 Peter 5, verse 7 says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." And it gives a thought of leaving our worries with God. And it says right here in the Bible that He cares for you. And so whatever you're facing in life, you know, we can know that God cares for us. So that's not really what I'm going to talk about this morning. I don't feel like I have a long sermon, so I don't know if the ladies want to run home and turn the heat up on the oven or not, but you might be at the dinner table a little early, I'm not sure. But what I wanted to talk about a little bit, James 4, verse 14. says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. So what I'm thinking about this morning is our life and being a vapor. And a vapor, basically, some of the definitions, a fog or a mist, steam, smoke, and that's the way our life is. There's a saying that if it's fog at 7, it's clear at 11. Not much later, it's gone. When the sun gets on it, it's gone. So we're here for a little time, and then we're gone. So when you're young, it feels like we've got a long time. Life feels, stretches way out there, it feels like. But then it ain't long, and you're halfway through life, or close, and it's like we don't remember this. Sometimes you see older people, 70 plus years old, and they're buying land and building stuff, and you think, do they not know that they're about at the end of their life? And yet we don't think about it. I don't think about it. So in thinking about our life as a vapor or as smoke, I was thinking of smoke from a fire, and we've been seeing farmers burning fields off on our way home from work. Huge clouds of smoke. And the next day, they're gone. Or maybe a few hours later, the smoke's cleared out and it's gone. So what I was thinking, when my mind kept thinking about this, think about people's lives as being a fire, or they're putting off smoke. And some people's lives make a lot of smoke, and some people's not so much. Probably most of us, if not all of us, want to make a bunch of smoke in life, if you want to look at it that way. You might say you want a bigger whatever. You want more going on. It's kind of how man's made. But, you know, eventually the smoke clears and we're gone. It's not that long. You know, we tend to forget that we're just going to be where we're at for a little while. Every year, over and over, the same fields get burnt, maybe by different farmers. But you might change, yeah, it changes, but it's a different person there. And in the same way, people whose vapor is over, their smoke is whatever, they're gone, their smoke is cleared. Another person will come and start a fire where they was at. You know, it's easy for us to think we're the only ones. We're the only ones doing this. I had to think of Wes and Heather's place. There's a lot of history there. It's been there a long time, and the people that built it are long gone. You know, we know Aaron's lived there for a little. I don't know who all lived there. And now Wes's are there, and if life continues, somebody else very likely will live there when they're gone. So it's easy to forget how short life is. Psalms 39, verse 4, there's several verses in the Bible that talks about the shortness of life. Psalms 39, verse 4. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Another one is Job 7, verse 6. Job 7, 6. says, "My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope." Job 8, verse 9, says, "For we are but of yesterday and know nothing, because our days upon earth are a shadow." Refers to our life as a shadow. And we know that shadows can leave about as fast as they come. So what should we do in this short vapor of life that we're in, this shadow that we're in? What should we be doing? In Ecclesiastes 3, verse 13, Ecclesiastes 3:13, "And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God." So I think we need to work. It's very biblical to work and supply needs of our family. And I think we should enjoy the fruit of our labor. I think that's the way God wants it. And I couldn't find the verse, I don't know why, but there's a verse in the Bible that says that when we have more than we need, we're to give to those that need, that don't have. And so I think that would be part of enjoying our fruit of our labors, is actually sharing it would be part of the enjoyment of that. In Matthew 5, verse 13, it says that we're the salt of the earth, so we should have a positive influence on others, just like salt helps flavor food. Matthew 5, 14 says that a Christian is the light of the world. And Matthew 5, 16 says that we are to let our light shine. Matthew 22, verse 37, Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all your mind." And if you was going to pick one verse to tell you how you were supposed to live life, that would be the verse I would pick, Matthew 22:37, because it would cover everything that you do in life. And thinking again about our life being a fire, there's different kinds of fires. Some fires are big and so hot that you don't feel comfortable being very close to them. And big fires put off lots of smoke most of the time. And I think we would all agree that big fires have their place and can be very useful, very beneficial. It's hard. It would be harder to make a big fire feel friendly, have a friendly feeling about it. Not that it is impossible. And big fires are needed. That is, they have their place. But if you think about a smaller campfire or a wood stove burning, in the wintertime you have smoke coming out of the chimney. It looks inviting. It has a warm look about it, and something that you want to be close to, something you want to get close to. And sometimes just driving by a house with a smoke coming out of a chimney, you almost feel warm just seeing it. You know, it has a warm feel about it. So how does our life feel to others, I guess, was a thought. You know, I don't think it matters so much what size our fire is here on earth. because God gives increase more to some than others. But does our life feel inviting and friendly to others? Let's read 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. So, after our vapor is gone, or after the smoke is cleared, when we face God, and we're all going to face him, according to what the Bible says, what we've done here, and how we've lived is going to be very important. And that's all I have this morning, so if we could stand for a word of prayer.